be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
These are supernatural last days. I didn't say I'd like them to be. I'm just telling you from the bottom of my heart that these are supernatural last days which that we're living in. And things aren't the same way they used to be 20 years ago. Amen? They're not the same way they used to be 5 years ago. Amen? These are the supernatural last days. How many of you really believe that Jesus is coming back? That he's going to crack the sky open? Amen? And then in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we're going to all be raptured. Amen? Do y'all believe that? How many of you believe that Jesus is coming back again? Amen? Well, just as surely as you believe he's coming back again, guess what? You got to believe that these are the last days. And if you're going to believe in the last days, don't just believe the earthquakes and the rumors of war and all the things that you see, but rejoice that this is the season when the sons of God start to manifest themselves. I feel like Jesus sometime. And I feel like John the Baptist sometime. They went telling the people, hey, say, look, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was trying to tell you, look, this is a new day. This is a new day. This is a new dispensation of grace. Are you hearing what I'm saying? John came crying in the wilderness and said, look, change. Something new is happening. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said it was at hand. Well, today, guess what? We're just like John the Baptist, and we're just like Jesus. We're saying, look, turn around. The kingdom of heaven is just not near. It's here. The kingdom of heaven is just not far away, but it's here. And Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Amen? And the gospel of the kingdom of heaven saying, hey, look, there's another world out there. There's another dimension out there. There's another way that you can live. John said, the kingdom is coming. Jesus said, he brought the kingdom within himself. And he said, the kingdom is within you. Guess what? The kingdom of God is here. And these are the last days, amen, the last and evil days for some, amen. But these are the days when the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, like the waters covers the sea. But before the earth can be filled with that knowledge of the glory of the Lord, guess what? That glory's got to be all in you, amen. These are the last days when we start to change. Amen. I believe that rapture change is starting to happen already. I believe that supernatural change, not that just we want it to, but I believe in the spirit God destined that the church, amen, would start to put itself together again. Remember we studied Ezekiel chapter 37 when he said he prophesied to the dry bones and the dry bones would come back together again. Then he put water on the bones, the dry bones would live. Amen. Well, these are the last days when we're starting to see that dry bone, which is the nation, amen, this church that God has called and destined and Israel come back to life again. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is here. Glory to God. It's not far off. Amen. It's in you. Glory to God. Heaven is here. Somebody, look at somebody and say, heaven is here. See, many people, they get so caught up in the kingdom which is to come. The kingdom when Jesus comes and reigns on earth and we go over to the heavenly side. Amen. But you're not going to be able to experience heaven up there until you learn to experience the kingdom of heaven on earth. If you can't walk in the spirit down here, don't think you'll be doing any spiritual walking up there. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody say, it's practice time. Look at somebody and say, this is something different. Don't just take it lightly. Don't just take it lightly what I'm talking about this morning, but grab it in your spirit because I'm telling you that this is a new day. This is a new dispensation of his grace. This is better than what John preached. John said the kingdom of heaven is near, but Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is here now. Not near, but it's here now. Glory to God. And Jesus said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Glory to God. Well, that means that something's got to be, it's got to be like heaven here before he comes back. My goodness, because he's going to take this earth. He's going to destroy it and build a new heaven and a new earth. Amen? He's going to give us a new earth. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank God, this whole thing's going to burn. He's going to destroy this thing. Glory to God. He's going to destroy this thing. He's going to give us a new one. But before he takes it down, he wants the church, his body, and his voice on the earth today to speak the same thing that he spoke that said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what God's trying to work out in you. That's what this whole thing's about. You are what? Vessels. Vessels of glory. Vessels of the ambassadors of Christ, ambassadors from the kingdom of heaven. You're not citizens down here anymore. You're just an ambassador. You're bringing heavenly things to earth. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, these are the last days. And I got a new assignment in the last days. Glory to God. Don't wait for destruction, amen. But be ready. I believe that we're going to get this thing. I like this message that the Lord is preaching to us. The new day, the new kingdom, amen. When God starts to reveal his supernatural beings, amen. I'm going to preach. How long are you going to preach it, Brother Ron? Until we start to change, amen. Not stop doing this and stop doing that, but until we start to act and walk like Jesus and manifest the things of Jesus. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, that's where we're going, amen. Amen. We're going on to supernatural lifestyle. I'm going to say it and say it until I start to see it, until we start to walk in it on a continual basis. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not just trying to get us to get, some people say, just get saved and hang around church. No, that's not just what I want you saved and hanging around church, but I want you to become supernatural Holy Ghost vessels. Amen. Doing the things that Jesus did on a daily basis. Somebody say, kingdom people. And not many, Jesus came and preached and taught and preached and taught and preached and taught, and many people still miss it. And many people are preaching it missed. They're preaching, they're missing it. Jesus came and he preached the gospel of the kingdom. When he talked about the parables, that was the gospel of the kingdom. And he wants us believers to get to the point to where we start to live kingdom lifestyle now here on earth. That's why he said, behold, you shall become a new creature. Guess what a new creature is? Anybody know what a new creature is? It's a new thing. It's a new creature. It's not the same essence. Glory to God. It's better. Amen. Somebody ready to see the transformation of the sons of God? In the book of Esther. Everybody turn to the book of Esther. And the Holy Ghost said, tell the people that they've come into the kingdom for such a time as this. They've come into the kingdom for such a time as this. He's given you opportunity. He's given you blessings. He's opened supernatural doors for you for such a time as this. Uh-oh. He's making you supernatural beings for such a time as this. He's given you ability to raise the dead. Why? For such a time as this. He's taking away your poverty and giving you supernatural abundance and blessing. Why? For such a time as this. Glory to God. Church, it's time. Now, there's a story about a king. And the king was having a party, and he was partying down real hard. Amen? And his wife decided she'd have a party, too, over in her place. They were living in two different places. And the king called for this queen Vashti and said, look, get dressed up. I want you to look good and come over here, for I want to display your glory. I want everybody to see my beautiful wife. And the king said, look, get hooked up and put your crown on and get over here. And Queen Vashti looked, said, you can hang that up. I ain't going to do nothing. I'm not going. And she refused to come. And it displeased the king. Even today, the king calls. And he say, get your crown on. And I want you to look good. The spirit of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the king calleth, and he wants to array. The Bible says that God is coming back for a church without spot nor wrinkle. Amen. He's not coming back for a dirty dressed bride. Amen. Dirty dressed, teeth half missing, hair all nappy, smelling like scum. Amen. That's not what he's coming back. But when the king called for his bride, he said, look, prepare yourself and come. And she would not come. Well, I believe that's like this generation today. Notice that the king called and he said, look, put on your crown, then come. Well, there were several waves of grace and several waves of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God came to us and he told us who we were in God in the Revelation revival, right? When God gave the word revival came and he told us who we were. Then he told us how to prosper, amen, told us how to get ourselves together. Glory to God. Some people got mad about that. Some people got mad when they found out, well, you know, all they talk about is money, 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 money. God's not into all of that. No, God wants you to get dressed up. God wants you to get prepared, and God wants you to get ready. So he sent his word to change your life and to set you up and to hook you up. And many people like Vashti refuse to come before the king. The king calleth for you, and he says, look, I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to take them curses off of you. Amen. I'm going to take that silly stuff, and I'm going to put a crown on your head. I'm going to glorify you. I'm going to display my glory on you. Amen. You are my queen, and I want you to look good, that the world may see my glory. Amen. Well, that's what God wants to do in his church today. He's looking for a church that he might show himself strong in. God's looking for somebody that he wants to show off on and show off in. Well, anyhow, Vashti didn't come. The Lord said, say the same thing to a lot of households and a lot of families. But don't you know there's nothing more that a husband wants to do than see his wife look good and blessed. It satisfies him. And I don't know who this is for today. I don't have to know, but I do have to deliver it. Look good for your man. Amen. Look good for your man. Honor him by just looking beautiful, feeling beautiful. Give him your best. It seems that many times you think the person that's going to lay down their life for you is your husband or your wife or your spouse. But when it's time for you to go to work, boy, do we get dolled up and we get all dressed up. Amen. We go to the doctor's office. We get all fresh. And the person that we care about the most is the person that we usually look the worst for. Amen. Your house is your palace. And God's going to do something within you. You women, in the name of Jesus, I got a word from the Holy Ghost, and he helped you out on Friday night. Amen. Your husband, I feel this from the Spirit of God, your husband loves you so much. He loves you so much. And there's a desire within his heart to see you arrayed in splendor and glorified as Christ wants to see the church do that. Amen. Many times we wonder what we can give to people. Amen. And what we can do for people. And many times you think, well, what can I do for this? I'm going to clean house. No. Sometimes the best gift you can do is take care of yourself. So they said, look, this woman refused to come. What are we going to do? Queen Vashti refused to come. What are we going to do now? So he called for his wise men and different people and said, look, she didn't even want to come to the party. She doesn't want to look good. Amen. She does not feel like being before the king. Maybe because the king was drunk. Who cares? But the king called. So he said, look, let's kick her to the curb. Isn't it amazing that even in Scripture, in the New Testament, somebody said, he's out there. Jesus called a party, and he said, look, call anybody that will come and let them come to the party. And then after he got to the party, he said, look, these people don't even have on any wedding clothes. What are they doing here? Putting them out where they'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You got to take off your grave clothes. You got to take off that stuff. You got to take off that mentality and let God bless you the way that he wants to bless you. So they put Vashti to the curb. Well, I believe there are a whole lot of people in this last wave, in this last dispensation, in this last move of God, in this last grace of God, they're going to have to do it God's way. Amen? Or they're going to have to hit the curb. And he said, look, let's get rid of her and let's call throughout the land and let us call forth these virgins. Let all of them come before the king so we can find a new queen. How many of you want to be a queen for God? How many of you want to be used of God in a mighty way? Well, Vashti was put out of her place. And there was a woman named Esther, niece of Mordecai. She went up there to the palace of the king and found favor in the eyes of the king. And she pleased the king. So they made this girl, Esther, this Hebrew girl, queen. And Esther was sitting good, sitting tight. Here's another nugget. See, Mordecai was out there doing the will of God. It was Esther's uncle. He ran into some problems because he wasn't going to live the way that everybody else was living. He decided he was going to serve the Lord. He wasn't going to bow down to nobody else but the living God. So he had this weird guy, Haman, who worked for this king who wanted everybody to bow down to him or to show him reverence. And Esther's uncle said, look, I'm not going to bow down. And he got himself into some trouble. And so here is Esther living in this great palace, and they're about to kill Mordecai because Mordecai would not bow down. They said, we're just not going to destroy Mordecai, but we're going to destroy all the Jews. We're going to take everything down. So Mordecai sends for Esther, who is now the queen. And she was sitting in her palace living well. There are many people that God's going to pick you up, amen, after he moves that place, that God's going to array you and cause you to live right and to live well. He's going to bless you, amen. Some of us have been blessed, but we're not blessed to the degree that God is going to bless us, amen. As you come into the kingdom, you're going to find that your kingdom life is going to change your circumstance and your situation. How many believe in kingdom life? God is able to hook you up and to bless you. And there is such thing as a kingdom. Amen. And that's what God's pulling you over to live in if you want to get there. And when you get inside that kingdom, anybody can get in. All you got to do is bow down to the lordship of Jesus Christ and you can make it in. It's not locked. He's given you the keys to the kingdom. He's told you how to grab a hold of that kingdom. It's not shut out to you. He's given you kingdom keys and you can make it. You can come out of that stuff. Amen. So you know what a Pharisee is? A Pharisee is a person that wants to live religiously on the earth, but outside of the kingdom. There are a lot of Pharisees in church. There are whole churches that are nothing but Pharisees. God doesn't want you to be religious. He wants you to be inside the kingdom. Now you can be religious and sing songs, but outside of the kingdom, and that's a Pharisee. Jesus wanted them to be within the kingdom, and the only way to get into the kingdom was through Jesus Christ. Amen? But God wants you to have kingdom lifestyle, and that's what he's after. And it's different than the religion, our American religion, and our form, this form of godliness that denies the power thereof. And the power of the gospel is Jesus Christ, which allows us to live this supernatural, Holy Ghost-filled lifestyle. Amen? But once we get there to that kingdom, once we get into that kingdom, things are going to change within your life. And you're going to find yourself becoming to the forefront and to the head, to the front and out of the back, blessed and not cursed. And some of us find it difficult to even believe that because they reject that word. But God will bless you. Once you enter the kingdom, God will set you up. And I feel it in the Holy Ghost right now. I don't mean to offend anybody, but I feel it right into the Holy Ghost. It is impossible to be in the kingdom of God without being blessed. Many times we want to seek for riches and we want to seek for this. Seek the kingdom. Uh-oh. Listen to me. Seek ye first the kingdom and all these things will be added to you. Many people want the fruit of the kingdom without the kingdom. You will not be broke in the kingdom because there's more than enough. You will not be sick in the kingdom because there's more. He is there. There is no darkness in the kingdom. You will be set free in the kingdom right here. And the kingdom is not some faraway fairy tale land. Guess where the kingdom is? It is here and now. Are we seeing that a little bit better? He gave us the kingdom that we could live into. And some of us are going to get to the point that where we take to and learn to accept by faith. And see, that's what living by faith is. It's living in the kingdom and not living in the flesh. And we're going to learn this kingdom and flow in this kingdom. And as you learn that kingdom, that's when that word that's been spoken over some of you is going to come to pass. That's when the mountains are going to fall down before you and the valleys are going to be made smooth before you as you learn that kingdom word. You cannot do it in the flesh. You can't make yourself rich in the flesh. You can't heal yourself in the flesh. You've got to seek the kingdom. And when you get into the kingdom, all things will be granted unto you. Get out of the flesh and get into the spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm saying all of this. I want to get us to the point of this Queen Esther. See, and many people can't even let me go on to Esther because you're not living like Esther yet. Glory to God. That's why God called us kings and priests, amen, because he's destined us to be like Esther and royalty, a royal priesthood, amen. In my Father's house, there are many mansions, glory to God. And if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you that, amen. God is a rich man, and God wants to bless you and hook you up, amen, and deliver you and set you free here and now, glory to God. That's called kingdom lifestyle. He can, And he will. And we will see the manifestation of the sons of God in this generation and in this time. Do you understand what I'm saying? God said the result of the kingdom would be that Isaiah 61. The result of kingdom lives now is salvation. What is salvation? When they got over to the promised land, within the promised land, they were safe. Say, thank you, Jesus. When they came out of Egypt and they went into the promised land, they weren't safe. Well, what is salvation but safety? Where is your safety? When you're inside the kingdom, you are safe. What does that mean? When you're inside that kingdom, guess what? Sickness can't get to you. Poverty can't get to you. You're safe and secure, amen? And it's set, and it's all based on not what you do, but where you are. Strive to enter in. You can make it and go. It's free. Say, when I get into the kingdom, my salvation will happen. It just happens. Glory to God. Your enemies can't follow you into the kingdom. No access. And I feel in my spirit, I sense in my spirit, and I know in my spirit that people are going to receive supernatural revelation on kingdom lifestyle. Amen. On kingdom lifestyle. Amen. And as they start to live in the spirit, they're going to walk in the spirit, and we're going to see a transformation of believers in these last days, and you're going to be those believers. You're going to become so heavy. And see, the devil, a lot of people say, you become so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. Well, that's a lie from the pit of hell. How can you be any good to the earth unless you're heavenly minded? For every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. Anything good's going to come from the kingdom above. Strive to enter into the kingdom. And when you enter into that kingdom, you'll become an Esther. I'm royalty in Jesus' name. Amen. You are. You are. You are. And as you come in, I say, as you come in, because, see, church, we're still yet carnal. There's still some carnality, amen? There are still some carnality. Some people are still holding on, amen? See, some of us, you didn't know that all of this, everything that we do is wrapped up in that, trying to get you to slip over to the kingdom. Trying to get you to slip over to the kingdom, trying to get you to be spiritual. Amen. And slip over to the kingdom. And you're going to find out one of you going to get over into the kingdom one side through a Holy Ghost meeting. Amen. Through some joy. Through something. Amen. Through something's been praying in the Holy Ghost. And one day you're going to get over there to the other side. You're going to hang around there so much. Amen. There's going to be a coronation inside in the heavenlies for you. Some people are destined for heavenly coronations. Heavenly coronations. But before you can have a heavenly coordination, you got to make up your mind you want to stay there. He ain't going to put no crowd on no gypsy. Amen. You got to make up your mind that you're going to stay over on the other side. You're going to stay in the spiritual realm and stay there as a king. Amen. Or as a queen or a prince or whatever, you're going to stay there. And there will be a supernatural heavenly coronation for you. And the moment you come out of that kingdom, guess what? You ain't got no crown. You've got to learn to stay there. Now, I want to go on just a little bit. Just a little bit. We are going to get to the point. Some people have already been coordinated. Some. When you see God bless people and hook people up, are you understanding what I'm saying? Jesse Duplantis went over there. Jesse preached down there at Lakewood Church. I don't know how the brother did it, but I know some people that were there and handled a lot of the business down there. And it's a 10,000 probably people were there when Jesse preached. And Jesse comes for free in his own jet. He, no charge. He comes for free. He said, look, I don't come to take, I come to bless. I don't come to take, but I come to bless. I've come to be a blessing. When we see these people living like kings and priests in the last days, they've been coronated in the spirit of heaven. And they're on the heavenly side. And that's what God's going to do to you. To that degree and to that level. And I put them before you because they're your example. See, these are people that are living in the Spirit, and God's opening doors for them, and He's going to open those same doors for you. And you've got to understand, as they understand, and see, this is where people mess up. We test things, and, you know, we get tested, and we get messed up. But you can never let this leave your mindset. When God said, tell them they've come into the kingdom for such a time as this, means this. They are blessed to that measure and to that degree for such a time as this. They are kings and priests. Amen. And blessed to that degree and blessed to that level because they know what time it is. There's a whole lot of folk down here that God wants to reach, that are His own, that He wants to deliver, that He wants to set free, that He wants to heal. There's a whole lot of stuff He wants to do. And He will bring you into heavenly places and into supernatural abundance, and cause you to live in degrees and levels that you would not think you're capable of living in for such a time as this. And that's what people are refusing to realize, that God is blessing us for such a time as this. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Many people think, well, we come into the kingdom for such a time as this, and they just don't understand what that means. What that means is you're blessed to be a blessing. And He wants to bless you more. See, Esther got to the point, Mordecai said, look, don't you think, sister, just because you're up there in the temple, because she was a Jew and her husband, who was the king, didn't know that she was a Jew. She was sitting up there safe and secure and healthy. And many of us slip over to the other side. We haven't gotten there yet. Amen. But some of us slip over to the other side. You ever known anybody that slipped over to the other side? We slip over. See, some of them hadn't slipped there quite yet. We haven't slipped there. I don't believe, see, I'm not claiming that any of us had got there yet. We just tested the water a little bit. But we're about to step over to the other side, and you will be tempted, amen, to forget His grace and His mercy and that what He has done, amen. You forget that blessing. See, many of us, some of us hadn't even got to the point where we slipped over there. But when you do slip over there, you need to realize that you come into the kingdom for such a time as this. See, Esther was a queen, and her nation was in trouble. And Mordecai said, look, just because you're the queen, don't think that you're not a part of that number. Don't you think just because you're in the palace, amen, that you're not going to suffer the consequences that everybody else suffers. You are Jew too. And that's why he told her, said, look, you've come into that kingdom for such a time as this. Are you understanding? He said, you are queen and you're crowned, amen, and you got influence and you got authority and you've got power and you've got this anointing and you got all this stuff on you. You're made this right now for such a time as this. That's a forewarning. That's how sure God is going. We have this message already, and don't you ever forget this. Don't you ever forget it, because God's about to coronate some of us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He's about to bless us in levels and in degrees, amen, that you could never imagine Him doing it. But you better always realize that you've come into the kingdom, that kingdom lifestyle, for such a time as this.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.